can we learn from bubbles? They have mass appeal for children, for pets, even for some adults. A thin film of soapy water dancing through the sky. For a number of years, I spent the Endymion Parade riding on a trailer, shooting out confetti to the hordes of parade goers, regularly accompanied by a bubble machine, spitting out round after round of the spherical, soapy stuff. Unlike our confetti, the bubbles left little trace of their parade route. Bubbles are beautiful for a moment, pop, and cause no harm, no cleanup, no problem. In the middle, it's just air. But what if it were carrying something more precious? I think this is why our image from Proverbs this morning is so striking. Whoever makes a fortune with a lying tongue is chasing a bubble over deadly snares. We can see it, can't we? That one person desperate not to pop the bubble, but to let it live. The little exaggeration, the way we save face, even as Proverbs describes dishonest wealth. These little statements may seem to have little cleanup involved, but they offer a few personal protections, a skin as thin as a film of soapy water over something precious. May we see any of our lack of honesty this way, desiring not to have something significant pop, placing the stronger skin of integrity around our actions. Bubbles are fun, but they're not the way to protect a life. Whoever makes a fortune from a lying tongue is chasing a bubble over deadly snares.